Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today a special guest, Brody Thompson, 4-H Ambassador. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us, and I'm kind of enjoying meeting some new people. This is a treat, and so we're going to ask you a few questions, such as, how did you happen to get into 4-H to begin with?
When I was little, I live on a small farm in Osage City, and I thought it would be a great idea to join 4-H.
Do you have other family members or friends who are also in?
My mom was in 4-H when she was a kid.
All right. What are some of the activities you especially enjoy in 4-H?
Cattle, goats, pigs, and then the woodworking.
Ah, I always like woodworking. I have no facility for it whatsoever, but I don't know. I might be safer chasing a cow around than messing with wood burning and power tools. So, 4-H Ambassador, what does that position mean to you? What is it that you do?
We had to do a little bit of training to go around, and then we really just, did a blood drive not too long ago to raise money, and then I did a livestock camp, and I taught little kids how to, show animals and, wash them and do all that stuff.
Okay, so you literally are an ambassador. You're kind of a bridge between the community and 4-H itself.
Mm-hmm.
Education.
Yeah.
Nice. What's been a challenge for you as far as this position goes?
I haven't encountered any yet.
That's nice. A lot of times people jump into a new job and there's all kinds of stuff coming sideways. Hit your stride. Good job. What have you especially enjoyed about being an ambassador?
When I did the livestock camp, it was really fun. I got to meet a lot of new people and, kids that I've kind of heard about from that are, stories, funny stories about. And I finally, got to meet them, and so it's kind of cool.
Okay. What kind of events have you got coming up that you're going to be working on? I know the fair is coming up.
Yeah, we have the Osage Fair on July 19th through the 22nd, and the Overbrook Fair on August 2nd through 5th.
And what's going to be your involvement with that?
I'll give kids, ribbons and help kids out around the fair and just, be a help around.
Always good to have some help, especially, talking about the little kids coming in.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of intimidating to think, oh my gosh, I'm in the middle of all of this, and you get to be their guide in that. Tell me a little bit about the process of becoming an ambassador. You applied for that, or did somebody come up and say, hey, do you want to do this?
Joe asked me if I want to do it, and my mom kind of made me. And so we had to do an interview, but it wasn't too bad. My sister's involved with 4-H, and so she was the one of the people that interviewed me to, be an ambassador. So it wasn't really that bad. It was kind of pretty easy.
Kind of a family involvement makes it a little less scary. Those moms always making us do stuff for growth. Okay. Well, it sounds like this is a good thing for you. What do you see yourself doing with this for the rest of the time you're in the position?
Just growth in 4-H and showing what's 4-H about and learning leadership and anything about animals and crops. Yeah.
Is this something that you might take into, say, a future career? Are you maybe looking at teaching? Are you looking at livestock? Or is this a foundational thing for you?
It's a foundational thing, and then I'll use this stuff that I've learned from 4-H to be on my family farm and to get, learn about new things and have an open mind on everything.
Oh, that's always a plus. Nothing like having an open mind. Good job. Well, we look forward to talking to you again, hopefully. And like you said, with the fair coming up, I'm going to keep an eye out for you there. Thank you for coming in today, and good luck with your ambassadorship.
All right, thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gowell.